This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, needless to say, the pandemic kind of threw us all off our game, off our routines, as a result of all the lockdowns, the uncertainty, the restrictions relative to COVID-19. And maybe you got out of your dental care routine. Well, there's new research out there that says you might want to rethink that equation, as gum disease has been linked to severe COVID-19. 709 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. So pleased to be joined by Dr. Buddy Benson of Integrated Dental in West Greeley. By the way, a great sponsor of Mornings with Gail. And this is some pretty frightening stuff, Dr. Benson. Welcome back to the show, by the way.
Good morning, Gail. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate your taking the time, because I had pulled this piece out of Prevention, but this was a study that was published earlier this month in the Journal of Clinical Periodontology. I don't even know how to say that word.
Periodontology is basically
periodontology.
The gum and bones of the mouth.
Thank you. See, I learn, and that's the beauty of this. And I'm not afraid to make the dumb mistakes and ask all the dumb questions.
I can't pronounce half the stuff either, so you're in good company.
Okay. Well, we'll just work our way through, but this is no laughing matter.
No, it is not.
You know, from the beginning, doctors have known that COVID-19 is especially dangerous for high-risk groups, including older adults, people with underlying health conditions like heart disease and asthma. But gum disease is emerging as a relatively new risk factor. Help us understand that.
So my understanding, I read the study pretty thoroughly. Clinical periodontology has been kind of on the forefront of just about anything, going back to our study of the link between gum disease and heart disease, gum disease and hypertension. And what it is it's not necessarily that it's the actual gum disease, but what gum disease tells us about the body. And so gum disease, including gingivitis and periodontal disease, anytime you have bone loss or severe bleeding when you floss your teeth, anything like that, what it's showing is that there are inflammatory markers in our bodies that are being elevated, either by what we eat, by what we're not exercising, or just certain things genetically in our body. And so the eyes are the gateway to the soul, the mouth is the gateway to the body. And so that's why dentistry is so important, and those routine exams. I have sent people to their cardiologist, to hospitals. I have saved multiple people's lives. Just by what I've seen in the body, and telling them, you need to go see your cardiologist. You need to go see your primary care. And one person, I sent him straight to the ER because his blood pressure was so high. Pretty much said I saved his life from a stroke. So dentists are not just what I call tooth jockeys. You know, we're not just drilling and filling and saying see you later. There is so and we used to be. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, it's primarily what we were. And then there was this groundswell within the dental community that said, you know, we're more than that, because there is this gap between traditional medicine and dentistry, and there wasn't really anybody to fill that gap. Medicine wasn't doing it, because in medical school, they don't get a lot of training. They get about, at last I checked, anywhere from about 8 to 10 hours of dental training. Huh. And so they really don't understand the workings of the mouth. Now go behind and they're fine. The old saying is, you know, the medical doctor will give you a shot anywhere in the body except the mouth. And the dentist will give you a shot anywhere in the mouth except outside the body. I mean, except outside the mouth, because they're both scared. Dentists don't want to be outside the mouth, and medical doctors don't want to be inside the mouth. So trying to find that gap. And so when coming to COVID, what we're finding more is that this is truly an inflammatory disease process. And those that have those inflammatory markers are much more susceptible to the virus. My brother, just from personal experience, my brother's in the ICU in Oklahoma right now. Just got taken off a ventilator. He's in bad shape. So, I've been in talks with the doctors as far as his treatment and what they're doing. But he was in that primary target group where he just didn't control his health, and he had inflammation, and he had gum disease. But it was a marker to a more unhealthy inside, and that's what people don't really know. Oh, it's just my teeth and gums, blah blah blah, and it's not. It's so much more than that.
I'm so sorry to hear about your brother, Dr. Benson. I hope he's recovering.
He's on the road. It's going to be a long road for him.
Long process.
Yeah, it really did. But I mean, it was unique to me because prior to this, I had patients that had kind of gone through it, but nobody personal experience. My mom had COVID, but she had a milder case, and my mother-in-law had COVID, and she had a pretty good case, but she was still able to stay home, and she had to go to the ER once or twice just for some steroids. But she made it through. It was just kind of more of a really big inconvenience. But then to get hit with this, so close, that was my baby brother. And so, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit. As a doctor, you care with empathy, and you want to be empathetic towards what everybody is going through. And so this allowed me to really be able to do that.
Well, and I think all this underscores the point that you've been making for quite some time, that our oral health is indeed a direct reflection of our overall health. And bottom line, inflammation is a killer.
Yes, yes. I mean, people talk about it. If you pay attention to all the COVID stuff, they talk about the cytokine storm. That basically what ends up killing people. And so cytokines are a process where the cells release cytokines, and they attack areas that have been damaged and attach themselves to that area. So the body knows, hey, this area has been damaged. Here are these cytokines, and the body knows then to go repair. The problem with COVID is that because it's so widespread, if every cell in the body, and I'm exaggerating, but if every cell in the body, released all of these inflammatory markers, released these cytokines, then basically you get that cytokine storm, and you have just nothing but inflammation throughout the entire body, and that can lead to multiple organ failure. So that's the problem. So if you already have inflammation in your body and you have these inflammatory markers, and by the way, you get tested for these too. You can go to your doctor and you can say, hey, I want to get my inflammatory markers tested. I want to see where I'm at. And then from there, you can, reestablish a diet plan, an exercise plan, things to get those inflammatory markers down. There are lots of different ways to get inflammation down in your body, different supplements you can take. I'm not qualified to give my opinion on them or any recommendations on that. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things you can do to go out and prevent it. But again, going to the dentist is one of those things where we're the people looking at on the front lines. And what's now even more that they're talking about is how many people are not going to the dentist since the shutdown.
Right.
And it is astronomical. I believe it was in the Academy of General Dentistry that it just came out this week, talking about the amount of people not going to the dentist, and I'm afraid it's going to cost people a lot, not just their teeth, but again, those things that we can see that other people don't know to look for. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, and especially if you're just used to looking at that and you just think your gums are red and that's just the way they are, boy, that's a big problem to have. And it's getting even worse. And it's kind of a catch-22 with these masks. There's a condition now called masked mouth.
Right, and masked knee. Yes.
No, Colgate came out with a really good study talking about what is masked mouth. And masked mouth is, I've had so many patients come in saying their teeth just feel weird, their gums feel weird, their saliva feels weird. And it's because we're breathing all of that stuff back in. So the mask filters both ways. It filters in and it filters out. So when we breathe out, not everything is going out. And so if we have periodontal disease and we have all that bacteria or other viruses that are now attached to the teeth and gums because they're so inflamed and they have all that sticky stuff, they're not allowed to naturally clean themselves, now they're even attached even more. And in some cases, they're even breathed in. So the biggest thing is, if you have to wear your mask, obviously there are places you have to wear your mask. But if you don't have to, please don't. Give your body the break it needs.
Right.
Wash your mask, change your mask frequently. So to prevent that, drink lots of water. That's the biggest thing. Other thing is we're seeing people not even drinking enough water because they have their mask on all the time. So these are crazy things that we're seeing right now. Cavities on areas of teeth that we normally don't see on healthy people. People coming in with TMJ disorders because they're wearing an improper mask and it's causing a chin cup effect, causing them to clench their teeth during the day.
It was all the stress and we're grinding our teeth with wild abandon at night.
Oh, we are. Yeah, we are. And so that's gonna happen at night. But now what we want to do is we want to prevent people from clenching their teeth during the day. Daytime clenching and grinding is so damaging. Our teeth are only supposed to contact 10 to 15 minutes a day. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. And that is 100% proof. And I promise you, with these masks, they're not, especially if they're not fitted properly. So that's another thing your dentist can help you with, is because we're in masks all day. Medical doctors, prior to the pandemic, were never in masks. The dentists were, we were prepared for this, because we do surgery every day.
Yeah, it was more commonplace.
Absolutely. So, but getting back to your dentist, getting back into that oral health care routine, in some cases, could save your life, but it could definitely save you a lot of heartache. You don't want to get this thing if you can prevent it, and just by getting a simple exam, can maybe prevent some much larger issues from occurring. Not just COVID, but other inflammatory diseases down the road.
Dr. Buddy Benson with Integrated Dental in West Greeley, 720 now, 1310 KFKA. All right, along the lines of a mask mouth, yes, some serious, serious medical implications, as you readily explained, but a lot of people complaining of having a bad breath, which takes me to the question that there are now studies ongoing, and I did pass this information along with a grain of salt, because I'm not a doctor and don't play one on the radio, but there is a question as to whether mouthwash can not only freshen our breath, but prevent the spread of COVID-19. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. So what we use in our practice is what's called molecular iodine. The brand is Iorinse, RTU. You can actually buy it on Amazon. It's not a prescription. It's a little expensive, but it doesn't require a whole lot. A lot of people were using hydrogen peroxide or real high concentrations of Listerine. Listerine and hydrogen peroxide are really good for bacteria. They break down the bacterial cell walls and prevent the bacteria from causing any harm.
Yeah, but hydrogen peroxide makes my teeth feel fuzzy.
Yes, it does. Nobody likes hydrogen peroxide.
No,
it's gross. Yeah. So, but the studies are coming out on this on molecular iodine. And a lot of surgeons, oral surgeons and periodontists have been using it. And I do a lot of surgery, so we've been using it for a while. Studies on it, I was actually just at a study club about a month and a half ago. And a real prominent speaker was talking about the use of molecular iodine. And again, that is very key. It's called molecular iodine. And rinsing with it for about 30 to 45 seconds. And some of the initial studies are showing that simply breathing, now this does not include any nasal passage or sneezing on anybody, but breathing on will basically make you not able to transmit COVID for anywhere from 2 to 3 hours.
That is fascinating. And it's not like that chlorhexidine stuff that turns your teeth black, right?
Yeah, and chlorhexidine actually does absolutely nothing.
Again,
chlorhexidine is based on high alcohol content. But it's not a high enough alcohol content to kill the COVID virus. So you really have to rinse with basically that super high proof booze out there to get that. And you're not going to, and basically sanitizing your hands with that a lot of the distilleries are making during the initial shutdown.
Right,
that's what
you
have to rinse with, and that's not healthy, by the way.
But alcohol
dries out the gums, and that's what you don't want, because we're already dry enough as it is. We live in Colorado. Now we're putting masks on, and so. Molecular iodine has some really good research, some really good solid research showing, especially for the asymptomatic carrier. So you're not sneezing, you're not coughing, you're not hacking, but you still may be transmissible. So if you're concerned about that, you know, and again, even though it's expensive, it doesn't take a whole lot. Only about an ounce is all you have to rinse with for about 30, 45 seconds. And you can go see whoever you'd like to see. And as long as you're not sneezing or coughing, you're not going to transmit COVID, according to their studies.
So it's money well spent, obviously. And I would suggest that you get in and see Dr. Buddy Benson and his team at Integrated Dental in West Greeley. How do we get in touch with you, Dr. Benson?
Easiest way is definitely give us a call, 970-351-7153, 970-351-7153. You can also visit our website at ida-greeley.com, ida-greeley.com, or just look us up, Integrated Dental. We're right there on your first front page of your Google search.
Dr. Buddy Benson, Integrated Dental. And, yes, we are all ready to brush off 2020. Thank you so much.
So. My pleasure, Gil. Thank you for having me, as always. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And always
take good
care. Health to everyone. All right, thanks, Gil. Bye-bye.
724 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
At 7:34, Keith Weinman in now from Presidential Wealth Management. And, well, a little bit of tumult in the markets. Are we starting to see the beginning of a turnaround for the market? Or if we look at the glass half full, is it simply a buying opportunity for those long-term investors?
Yeah, let's shed a little light on that, because you may be asking yourself that in watching what's going on in the market. Here recently, indeed yesterday, the Dow closed at a new record high of 31,961. Wednesday, I should say, it closed at that record high, 31,961. But yesterday, on Thursday, it dropped 599 points. Now, that's 1.8%. It closed at 31,402. The S&P and the NASDAQ dropped as well. NASDAQ took the biggest hit, led by the technology stocks, down 3.5%. Now, analysts are pointing to the rise in the yield of the U.S. 10-year Treasury note. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to 1.6% yesterday before dropping back to 1.52. It's at 1.46 this morning. That is the benchmark for mortgage rates and auto loans. And that rate has risen 0.5% since the beginning of the year. Now, remember, this morning, it's just below 1.5%. And so that's a pretty big gain in that rate. And what we're seeing is the indication of a market reaction to positive economic effects of COVID vaccines, an economic recovery. But along with that comes the fear of inflation. And you've probably heard more and more people talking about that recently. With inflation comes higher interest rates. Thursday's rise in the 10-year Treasury yield puts the yield above the dividend yield of the stocks in the S&P 500. And that has negative implications for stocks, for the big tech stocks like Alphabet, Tesla, and Apple. It has positive implications for industrial, financial, and energy stocks. So, remember, the definition of a market correction is a 10 to 19% pullback from the most recent high, and the definition of a bear market reversal is a 20% correction from the all-time high. And we're within a few percent of all-time highs in the markets right now. So I'm going with the short-term buying opportunity for long-term investors. We'll keep you posted.
I like that note of optimism there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And this morning, so what are we doing this morning? The Dow Industrial Average, again, coming off a record high on Wednesday, is down 98 points this morning. That's 0.3%, 31,303. The S&P and the NASDAQ are up. The S&P is up 12 points. That's, again, 0.3%, 38,042. And the NASDAQ is up 1.12%, 1.12%. It's 146 points at 13,265. West Texas Intermediate crude oil up 40 at $62.44. Here's a point that you need to watch because we're moving into a new arena with this issue next week. Yesterday, the Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, ruled that the $15 an hour minimum wage cannot not be included in the Democrat economic stimulus plan if it's passed in the Senate by a simple majority vote. Now, it is going to be passed in the House today.
Oh, of course.
With that in it.
It's a rubber stamp done deal.
Yes. But again, she is saying, nope, sorry, against the rules. If you're going to pass it by that simple majority vote, the $15 an hour minimum wage cannot be in it. So the Democrats are expected to try and pass the $1.9 trillion plan without the minimum wage hike. That is if it gets through the Senate, and they're also expected to pursue that issue. They're not going to let it go. They're expected to pursue that issue in future legislation.
Yeah, that pork-laden bill. Heard it explained in a very cogent way yesterday. I mean, just full of earmarks. Earmarks, of course, bringing the bacon back home to your constituents. The gateway drug to out-of-control government spending. You tell me. Yeah. Do you know 9% of this $1.9 trillion porkapalooza bill, 9% is relative to any semblance of COVID-19 relief? 9%.
Are you kidding?
No. If you work through all the numbers, which I did.
I thought you were going to say 9% of it was pork.
No. The rest of it is, yeah, porktacular.
My God, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, oh, they're busy. They are busy, busy, busy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the minimum wage, okay, we can, I mean, that's a week's worth, a month's worth, a year's worth of talk shows, but it begs the question, is now the time to raise the minimum wage, particularly on those small businesses right. who have been hit so hard by the impacts of the shutdowns and the restrictions and the closures relative to COVID-19?
Or will we see an $11 federal minimum wage?
Now, Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, Democrat, was pushing for that.
Yeah, up from, what, $7.50, right?
Yeah, as a compromise.
Which hasn't been changed in a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so, is now the time?
Well, we'll find out. Beginning next week, mm-hmm. it'll be in the news, and that in itself could be an impact on the markets.
True that, as most things are. Hey, I'm going to give you some homework because I've been following this peripherally, but there seems to be a lot of flapping over sports memorabilia in the market because, well, the market for that is absolutely exploding. And I wanted to dive into that with you, and we have some time, probably next week, and talk a little bit about that. Oh, he's taking a note.
Good. Writing that down.
There you go. Making a note. And you need to make a note to get in touch with Keith Weinman at Presidential Wealth Management. Whether you're engaging in that sports memorabilia craze or not, but it's important that regardless of where you are in your career path, you need to start making that plan. You need to at least start thinking about making that plan. No, you need to make the plan for those retirement years. And it's got to have, well, all of the elements of flexibility and the ability to pivot in ever-changing market conditions. The earlier that you start, the better that you can look forward to those retirement years and ticking off all of those bucket list items. All you have to do is get in touch with Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Management, at his Loveland office, and we can just give you a ringy dingy.
Yep, I'd love to chat. Maybe just answer a few questions and leave it there. Don't know. But what I do know is that plan Gail's talking about can have a positive impact on your quality of life for the rest of your life. And if you don't do it, you may never know what you missed. 970-776-7500.
Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Management. Happy Friday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
742 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Good news, Rockies fans. Yes, we can be, well, to some degree, back in the stands for the first time since the pandemic hit. Question is, my Facebook question du jour, will you be among those fans in the stands? Are you comfortable going back to Rockies games? We'll have all the details coming your way in just a few.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. UNC Bears basketball can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Oh, they're very, very busy in the General Assembly under the State Gold Dome, and arguably not always necessarily to our benefit. 751 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, consider Senate Bill 62. Senate Bill 62. This may well put the lives of Coloradoans in danger by removing police officers' authority to make arrests under certain circumstances. And this is during a time where we've spoken to the Greeley Police Chief, Mark Jones. We've spoken to Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams. And this is during a time in which, well, euphemistically speaking, and I understand this is a definitive designation, a category, serious crimes are on the rise, not only in Greeley, not only in Weld County, but indeed across the state. But Senate Bill 62, in an effort to reduce jail population, by the way, it was introduced by Senator Pete Lee, Democrat out of Colorado Springs, and Representative Adrian Benavidez, who is a Democrat out of incorporated Adams County. It would affect an officer's ability to arrest on most felony charges, categorically F3 and lower, and most all misdemeanor cases. All right, so what are Class 3 felonies? Well, common examples include aggravated robbery, second-degree murder. Parenthetically, if the killing is done, quote, in the heat of passion, close quote, and first degree assault, if there is, quote, no heat of passion. Now, a police officer would not, again, would not have the ability to make an arrest unless specific conditions are met, and would only have the power to issue nothing more than a proverbial slap on the wrist, a summons. We're going to take a deeper dive into this at 8:05 when Jeff Clayton, who is executive director of the American Bail Coalition, also a Colorado resident, joins us to discuss again at 8:05. Now, he's pretty well-versed, Jeff is, in the countless bills and lawsuits that have been introduced around the country within the past few years. And, well, as a result, is pretty well equipped to discuss the likely outcome if this bill, Senate Bill 62, is actually passed. So, again, stay with us for that. It's going to be a fascinating conversation with Jeff Clayton, Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition, at 8:05. Oh, and don't forget our Friday morning staple, although I'm not sure he particularly appreciates being referred to as a staple, but you know what I'm saying. Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com, joins us to talk about, well, some new movies that you might be interested in taking in, to include The Father, Tom and Jerry, Cherry, and Crisis. So again, Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. Shameless plug time. You can hear his weekly syndicated radio show each and every Saturday right here on 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, from noon to one. And also, Kevin Carr, part of, well, the gang that makes our Wednesday nights so great, the KFKA block party. So Kevin Carr weighs in at 8:35 this morning. Want to get into my Facebook question du jour as well, asking you, given the fact that the Rockies have apparently applied for a variance from some COVID-19 restrictions, and that request, at least for the time being, has indeed been approved pending a few adjustments. Well, what does that mean? Well, working from a piece out of 9 News this morning, that means that Rockies fans will be allowed back in the stands for the first time since the pandemic hit. My Facebook question for you this morning, will you be among those fans? Are you comfy getting back in the stands for Rockies games? Closing in on 7:57 now, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Think your bracket can win it all? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, Maestro Ryan Kelly, you are on it this morning. Love that rendition. Save that one. Add that to the playlist. Ryan Kelly, of course, behind the glass at the con, just helping me keep things in check and keeping me between the lines as he does each and every morning. So appreciate all your hard work. All right, 7:59 now, 1310 KFKA. Looking forward to our conversation with Jeff Clayton, Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition, on Senate Bill 62 when he weighs in at 8:05. KFKA Greeley, closing in on 8 o'clock.